week's parsha of Noach, we find that after Noach and his family left the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he was never going to bring a flood of these dimensions against the world again, and that never again was he going to eradicate the whole of mankind. And he established a covenant to this effect, and not only a covenant, but also a sign of the covenant in the form of the rainbow. The pasuk says, "Et kashtina tati be'anan, I will place my rainbow in the clouds, v'hayata lo'ot brit beini uvein ha'aretz, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and between the earth." And based on this pasuk, the Gemara in Masechet Brachot and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Kaf Tet Se'if Aleph says that when a person sees the rainbow, they have to say a bracha. The bracha they should say is Zocher HaBrit V'ne'eman Bivrito V'kayam B'ma'amaro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the covenant, is trustworthy with this covenant, and that he upholds or fulfills his words. The Pesukim indicate that one of the times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu places the rainbow in the sky is when he's angry with humanity and when he's thinking about destroying humanity. And based on this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam, who says that it's actually not proper to tell a person when you see a rainbow and call them over to see it, because you don't want to talk too much about the rainbow. It's motzi diba. It's a way of talking about the rainbow is being critical of people. It's saying, look, there's a rainbow. That must mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with the world. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's bad practice to tell another person to come and look at a rainbow, or that even there is a rainbow. However, Sefer Yalkut Yosef quotes Rav Ovadia Yosef and other Achronim as well as saying that it is permitted to tell somebody that there's a rainbow, in particular so they'll be able to say the bracha on the rainbow. The Shulchan Aruch also says, one shouldn't look too much at the rainbow. This is based on a Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, which says, "Hamistakel bo biyoter," a person who looks excessively at the rainbow, "einav kehot," his eyes will grow dim. Why will his eyes grow dim? And the Gemara explains, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Aleph Pasuk Kafchet, that the appearance of a rainbow is similar to the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's as if one is looking at the Shekhinah, and therefore one shouldn't do so. An interesting question discussed by Achronim is the question of, what if you see an artificial rainbow? What do we mean by an artificial rainbow? I.e. one which is not caused by the sun and regular rain. And an example of this is at the Niagara Falls. Apparently at the Niagara Falls, if you stand and look at it in the right way, you can often see rainbows, the sun creating a prism effect through the mist created by the water at the Niagara Falls. So would one say a bracha on this or not? On the one hand, you've seen a rainbow. On the other hand, it's not caused by rain. It's caused by other natural phenomena. So Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Zichron Olivracha, discusses this in Shelos and Tshuvot Siach Nachum. And he says that from the Pasuk in Yechezkel, it would seem on the face of it that one wouldn't say such a bracha, because the Pasuk says, "Kamara hakeshet asheyeh be'anan b'yom hageshem." It's talking about a rainbow, which you see in the clouds, b'yom hageshem, on a day when it's raining. So that would indicate that unless it's rain, one wouldn't say the bracha. On the other hand, he said it could be just this is Lashon B'nai Adam, this is the way people talk in terms of rainbows generally B'yom HaGeshem, when it rains, but not necessarily so. His conclusion is that you shouldn't say the bracha, certainly not with Shem U'Malchut. The reason why you shouldn't say it with Shem U'Malchut, using Hashem's name, is because in any event, there's a machloket amongst the Rishonim as to whether or not Birchot HaRe'iyah, blessing said when you see various phenomena, should be said using Hashem's name. The Ravid paskens that they shouldn't be said using Hashem's name. It's true that in general we don't follow the view of the Ravid, but certainly in a case like this where there's a very genuine doubt as to whether or not one should say the bracha, then one shouldn't say the bracha with Shem U'Malchut. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt in Shelos Shuvot Riv Avot Ephraim also discusses the same question and comes to the same conclusion. Ad kan, Shabbat Shalom.